Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Firefighters respond to multiple grass fires over the Labor Day weekend. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County firefighters were busy putting out multiple grass fires over the holiday weekend. According to the fire department press log, the first fire was reported around 4 p.m. on Friday on Achita Road. Firefighters located the grass fire at 6:36 p.m. on the Johnson and Sheridan County line, but began to work on extinguishing the blaze until Johnson County fire units were able to respond. Campbell County Fire Department was able to contain around a couple hundred acres of the fire until Johnson County units arrived at 9 p.m. On Saturday morning around 11:15 a.m., 13126 Highway 51 for the second grass fire of the weekend. Seven firefighters and one chief from Campbell County Fire Department responded to the call. Firefighters were able to contain the fire to 6.69 acres. Another grass fire on the Cosner Road was contained on Sunday morning. At around 10 a.m., firefighters worked to contain a grass fire which was ignited by a mechanical failure of an electrical transformer. They were able to contain the fire to 57.5 acres. Also on Sunday, around 7 p.m., firefighters responded to North Highway 1416 near the airport for a grass fire. The fire was contained to a third of an acre. The fire was believed to be caused by a malfunction in an electrical transformer in a power pole. And on Monday afternoon at around 4:35 p.m., Campbell County firefighters were called to Rocky Point Road near D Road for hay bales on fire. Approximately 50 large square bales were on fire. The fire was started by lightning. Even adjusting for inflation, Wyoming education costs tripled since the 1980s. Taking inflation out of the equation, Wyoming's operational costs for schools have tripled, at least in the last 40 years. According to an article from Cowboy State Daily, the operational cost for Wyoming education from kindergarten through 12th grade in 1983 was $243,833,675. That number doesn't include new buildings and major renovations. This year, Wyoming is spending an estimated $1,583,230,000 on school operations, 6.5 times as much as the state spent 40 years ago. Though Wyoming's population has increased by about 73,000 people over that span, the K-12 enrollment has gone down by about 10,000 from 101,665 school kids in 1983 to an estimated 91,640 school kids in 2023, according to the legislature's data. That means while the total expense for education has grown to 6.5 times its 1983 figure, the cost per student has gone up about 7 times its 1983 figure. Wyoming spent $2,399 per student 40 years ago, compared to an estimated $17,313 per student this year. A person's dollar now has a third of its 1983 buying power, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index Inflation Calculator. For $3.06 now, a buyer can buy what would have cost a dollar 4 decades ago. The calculator averages consumer price data for all items across U.S. cities. Had Wyoming kept pace with inflation alone, education costs would have roughly tripled over the past 4 decades, but they multiplied by roughly 7 times instead. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.